Om Shanti.
7th November 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing. May you be a contented soul who invokes divine virtues by making an offering of all your defects into the sacrificial fire. May you be a contented soul who invokes divine virtues by making an offering of all your defects into the sacrificial fire. On Deepavali, special attention is paid to cleanliness and to earning income. Similarly, you have to keep the aim of having cleanliness in every way and else also of earning an income and becoming a contented soul. It's only with contentment that you are able to invoke all the divine virtues. The offering of defects will then be made automatically. Finish weakness, deficiencies, feelings of being powerless, and the delicate nature, kamzori, kami, nirbalta, komalta, that remain within you, and now begin a new account. Wear the new clothes of new sanskars and celebrate the true Deepavali. So Baba is telling us a novel way of celebrating Deepavali. Baba is telling us the real meaning of Deepavali, the festival of lights. Avali, the word Avali means row, a column of light. So, four things. Four things Baba has mentioned. The first is cleanliness. The second is income, kamai. The third is about new account. And last, new clothes. So these are the four things Baba is talking about. During days of Diwali, everybody cleans his house because it is said that on the day of Diwali, Goddess Lakshmi visits every house and she loves to stay in that house which is very clean. Lakshmi indicates wealth. So, that is the outside custom about Diwali, cleanliness. Second thing is they begin to, it also indicates new income. So here Baba is saying the greatest income you have is contentment. The third thing is about starting of new accounts. They finish off all the old accounts. They get rid of all the old ledgers, registers, and start new registers, new accounts. And the fourth thing, they wear new clothes. These are the four things Baba has mentioned. There are many more things. Like, they draw rangoli. Like, they enjoy by firecrackers. Like, they prepare sweets and they distribute and they meet their relatives. So these are the some other things also they do. So Diwali is probably the greatest festival in India. Is probably the most important festival in India. Though there are other Dashera and Raksha Bandhan and Holi, but these are the four main, but even amongst these four, Diwali is probably the most important, that goes on for 5 days. And everywhere you will see lights and lights and lights. We will see few things about why they celebrate Diwali. There are about 10 to 14 reasons for celebration of Diwali. What are they? There are different reasons. They keep on celebrating. It's not just Hindus, but Jains, Sikhs, and few other religion also, they celebrate Diwali. So before we discuss about this blessing, the first reason is that the legendary King Rama came back after 14 years of exile. So that was the first reason. And the Ayodhya residents, they missed him for 14 years and they are exhibiting their joy, their happiness by lighting the entire village, the city of Ayodhya, with all different colorful lights. So that is the first reason they say, return back of King Rama. The second is related to Krishna. He killed one demon, Narakasur. And that's why on this day they celebrate Diwali. The third is related to one of the avatara of Vishnu, the Narsingha avatar. He killed another demon, Hiranyakashyap, and that was the third reason for celebrating Diwali. Out of these three, the first is more important, or rather of all the reasons, the first is more important. Then they show that Sagar Manthan, the churning of the ocean, there also through that ocean many things come out, and one is that Lakshmi comes out of that Manthan. And that Dhanvantri, god of all the Ayurveda or medicine, he comes out. So that is the fourth reason for celebration of Diwali. These are the Hindu perspective. If you go to some other, in Nepal, they celebrate Diwali because it's a new year. Then in Ujjain, in India, there was one king whose name was Vikramaditya. And probably the soul of Brahma Baba. So he was coronated on this day, and that's why Diwali is celebrated. And new calendar started, Vikram Samvat, and that's why Diwali is celebrated. And old accounts finished and new accounts started, and that's why Diwali is celebrated. You go to the Sikh literature, the Sikh temple. The foundation stone of that Amritsar temple, golden temple, was let down on this day. That's why Diwali is celebrated. The fifth or the sixth guru, Hargobind Singh, of the 10 legendary gurus of Sikh religion, he got free Bandi Chhod Divas. That's why Diwali is celebrated. One of the saints who was there in Punjab, his name was Swami Ramatirtha. He took birth and he died on this day of Diwali. That's why Diwali is celebrated. Now go to the Jain religion. The 24th Tirthankara, Mahavir, he achieved the Mahanirvan on this day. That's why Diwali is celebrated. Then there's yet another personality, Arya Samaj founder, Dayananda Saraswati. He died somewhere near Ajmer in Rajasthan. And that's why Diwali is celebrated. So these are few reasons why people celebrate Diwali. And as I said, the most important of these is Sri Rama came back. So this Lakshmi has a lot of importance, Lakshmi Puja, because she represents wealth, prosperity, goodness. So Baba is saying they're clean, there is a cleanliness. Every nook and corner of the house is cleaned. New things are purchased. New accounts are created. And old accounts are destroyed. Old bitterness is forgiven or forgotten. And new, better relationships are created on this day. And new clothes they wear. So, this is in short about how the worldly people do about Diwali. What Baba is saying now. First is cleanliness. So they clean the house. And you have to clean your hearts, your minds of inner filth, vices, darkness. This is the festival of light and Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, they sing. Tamas means darkness. To finish the darkness and let the light come in, that is the real Diwali. Where the lamp of the soul gets ignited again. In today's slogan of today's Murli, Baba said, the lamp of awareness, Smriti, only these are the real lamps of this Brahmin clan. Those whose lamps of Smriti, awareness, is reignited, rekindled. So, cleanliness is the first thing. All the vices, all the darkness. And the, what is the real darkness? What is darkness? And what is the real darkness? What is the darkness of Brahmin life? There are 10 types of darkness. Not just one. The very first darkness that envelops human being is darkness, ignorance. Ignorance is the darkness. Diwali celebration means ignorance should go away. Ignorance of very nature. Ignorance of who I am. Ignorance of what I have to do. Ignorance of this importance of this Brahmin life. That is the first darkness. Second darkness is darkness of vismriti, forgetfulness. Though we know and yet we are forgetful. Oblivion. A total stage of oblivion, forgetfulness is the real darkness. That's why Baba is saying, be the very embodiment of Smriti. They are the real lamps of this Brahmin clan. Why do I forget Baba and the things related to him? In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said there are students or children who don't even remember Baba for 5 minutes also. If you remember more, you will have more income. If you remember less, you will have less income. So everything depends on the yad. So the second darkness is the darkness of vismriti. The third darkness is the darkness of bhul. Bhul means mistake. Keep on doing the mistakes again and again. The same mistake is repeated in life. One person deceived. One doesn't learn and again gets attached to another person. Again deception. Again gets attached to third person. Again deception. The same process going on and on and on and on. And one doesn't learn at all. Gets attached to one woman. Deceived. Comes out. Gets attached to another woman. Deceived. comes out, gets attached to third woman, deceived. It is not getting away from one woman, it is rather getting attached from all women, detached from all women. It is not getting detached from one man, it is rather getting detached from all men of the world. That is the real vairag. It is not taking out mind from one point and attaching it to another. The same game goes on throughout the life. The same mistakes one keeps on repeating. So this is the darkness of mistakes. The fourth is darkness of ghaflat. Ghaflat is blunder. Mistake means truti, some small mistake. But when I say blunder or ghaflat, Baba says, that's a blunder. In Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography, there is one chapter which is named the Himalayan blunder. Blunder like that of a Himalaya. That is what is ghaflat. The great mistakes of body consciousness. The sins of lust. The sins of touch. Then another darkness is darkness of carelessness. And next is darkness of laziness. Alas alvelapan. Laziness relates to body. Carelessness relates to the mind, which is even subtler. This is the time to wake up. Diwali is in fact a wake-up call. High alert call. Rather than sleeping in that sleep of slumber, of ignorance, wake up to reignite the Purusharth, the flag of victory demands the blood of your Purusharth. The flag of victory demands the blood of your Purusharth. If you don't give this blood, victory flag will never get hoisted. So, the darkness of carelessness and laziness. Then, the darkness of ahankar, ego, the great ego, which is known as andhakar. Ahankar is andhakar. The ego is the darkness, the stark darkness. So that is a great darkness that happens to a Brahmin soul when, after achieving so many things, after having scaled so many mountains of Purusharth, after having got so many attainments from Baba, one gets egoistic about those attainments only, about the fortune only. I am this and I am that. And that is also darkness. The next darkness is digital darkness. That's also darkness which is enveloping the world. Somebody sent a message, please don't send pictures of sweets on mobile, because otherwise ants will enter my mobile. They keep on creating new jokes about Diwali and they keep on sending. And there is hardly any message of substance or essence in that. And they are busy only in that thing. So that's a great digital darkness which has come upon the humankind. So that's also one of the darkness. So some amount of detachment from the devices, from these means, is also needed. Otherwise, doing intense efforts becomes very difficult. So this is the darkness, this is the jet age. We are ushering into this new digital world where everything is getting digitalized, including Purusharth. Digitalized Purusharth. So one should be careful about this also. So that is the another form of darkness. How many we finished? There are two more. What else? What darkness? That was the first. That was the second. Third. Okay. Then, digital darkness. Ego is one darkness. What else? What else? Okay, so these are some of the darknesses. If I remember, I'll tell more. So Baba is saying, on this Diwali, have cleanliness. Let light come and darkness go away. New light. That is the real Diwali. Igniting lights outside is not going to ignite the inside. Outside celebration is okay, but the real celebration is within. The real celebration is within us. Because there is a darkness. So remove this darkness. Find out why this darkness is there. And from where this darkness has come. And how should I remove this darkness? And from where to bring the light? And what light should I bring so that this darkness, this dark darkness, goes away forever? Because when you walk in dark, what happens? You can stumble. When you walk in dark, you can't see others. You can hit upon somebody. When you dark in night, there is a fear. Yes, this is one important thing. There is darkness, there is a fear. You know, darkness is always associated with fear. And light, you don't fear. That's why if I tell somebody to go in some of the jungles of Mount Abu at night, it's very dangerous. And if you the same time you go during the daytime, you are fearless. So, fear is when we are body conscious. Fearlessness is when we are soul conscious. The dark night of the soul. In Christianity, they describe this, the dark night of the soul. Every soul who has started his spiritual journey, sometime or other, he has to enter the dark night. And it seems an unending tunnel of darkness, where there is sorrow, where is suffering, where there is pain, where there is repentance. Repentance of having done something wrong. So that darkness persists. So on this Diwali, clean the internal. Intrinsic cleansing is needed. Intrinsic spiritual cleansing. Total whitewashing. They whitewash their houses on Diwali. They ignite lamp and let they draw a beautiful rangoli. And they have firecrackers. So we need firecrackers of divine love. Have income. This is a festival for starting a new account. This new account is connected with income. Forget all the old accounts. Forget all the old past mistakes. Forget all old karmic accounts and bonds which were created by my foolishness or mistakes. Let me create new account now. So Baba is saying have new account. And which is the income? Contentment is the income. Because contentment is one such virtue. When you invoke contentment, all other divine virtues follow. So that is the greatest income. I am a contented soul. I don't need anything. Anything means anything of this world. Because our happiness, Dadi Janki had said somewhere, our happiness of Brahmin soul doesn't depend on anything outside. So anything outside doesn't have even the power to destroy my happiness. Because my happiness is independent. It doesn't depend on anything outside. So how can anything outside come and destroy my happiness? My happiness is self-luminous. Absolutely independent. It doesn't need any support of this world. So such independent happiness I have. So create new account. Real new account. Create, have new clothes. Which clothes? On this Diwali, which clothes to wear? Angelic clothes. Baba is saying what? Which clothes to wear? Divine sanskars. Baba is saying, wear the clothes of divine sanskar. Colorful clothes of divine sanskars. All the old sanskars, all the old habits, my habit, my sanskar. Baba said, just as in bodily pain, in bodily disease, you have a pain and it pulls. Sundays of Vyakta Murli, while talking with teachers. Just as during diseases, during illnesses, bodily pain pulls you, in the similar manner, old sanskars, old natures, old habits, old way of living, they also pull you. They are also karma bandhan. So teacher means one who is unlimited sevadhari server, and who is free from all this, who is karmatit. Karmatit doesn't mean that you go beyond karmas, but to remain detached from karma, to remain detached from this karma bhog, sufferings of karma. Which sufferings of karma? My nature, my habits, and all those things. So, new clothes you have to wear. The new clothes of new sanskars means new habit. So, create new habit and create a counter habit. If this is the habit of body consciousness, now create the habit of soul consciousness. This is the habit of familiarity, now create the habit of detachment. The ninth type of darkness is darkness of waste. And tenth type of darkness is darkness of negativity. So these are the 10 types of darkness. Getting rid of this darkness, this andhakar, and ushering into the prakash, into the light, is the goal of Diwali. And this is how we have to celebrate Diwali. Not just lighting, igniting crackers, or celebrating, or eating new varieties of sweets. That alone doesn't constitute Diwali. That is just 1% of the Diwali. That is the whole world is doing. Then what is the difference between our Diwali and the worldly Diwali? Ours is spiritual Diwali, the divine Diwali. So here, the darkness should go away. Here, the new light should come. Here, new clothes of new sanskars, new habits, new attitude, new perspective, new feelings, new emotions, new dreams, new visions, new birth. This is an avatarit. This is your incarnated life, Baba said. A new life you have got. You have to born twice. You are twice born. Jesus Christ has said somewhere to his disciples, those who are twice born, they will die once. And those who are once born, they will die twice. Means, if you are born once, you die twice. Means, the whole life is a death, suffering and suffering and suffering, and the real death of the body. But if you are born twice, this is your old birth, old life, and new life you started, you will die only once. Means, your body will die. The life will not be a death. So, Dvij. Brahmins means Dvij. So, this is what is all about Diwali. So, I told you about 14 different causes of reasons for celebrating Diwali. What was the first? Entry of Sri Rama into Ayodhya. Second, this Krishanji, he killed that Narakasur. Second reason. Third, this incarnation of Vishnu, Narasimha, he killed that Hiranyakaksha. That is a 3. Fourth, in that Sagar Manthan, that Lakshmi and Dhanvantri came out. These are all the Indian scriptures. And then, from Punjab, 3 reasons. First, the foundation stone of Golden Temple in 1577, I think, or 1677. That was first. Second, the release of 6th Guru, Hargobind Singh, Bandi Chhod Divas. And third, from Punjab, Swami Ramatirth, birth and death on the day of Diwali. From Gujarat, Swami Dayananda Saraswati died, Arya Samaj founder, on this day. Then going to Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh, the birth, the coronation of King Vikramaditya. First, second starting of the Vikram Samvat, not the Gregorian calendar, but this Vikram Samvat. The next is Nepal, New Year celebration from Diwali. And then, closing of all the accounts and then going to the Jain religion, Mahavir chose the dark night of Amavasya for becoming complete, while Buddha got enlightened in the Purnima. There is a difference in Mahavir and Buddha. So in Jaina, the greatest, the 24th Tirthankara died on this day of Diwali. So these are some of the reasons. This is our reason. I am talking about the world. We have so many reasons here. Yajna sthapana and births of and celebration and all those things. That is also there. Om Shanti. So ignite all this. Destroy this darkness and ignite the new lamps and celebrate Diwali in new manner. Om Shanti.